All right. Welcome tonight to the Board of Adjustment meeting for January 20th, 2021. We're going to begin this hearing tonight with Scott. Can you give us this establishment of quorum and explanation of the public hearing procedures and presentation of exhibits and governing statutes?
Yes, Corey Roebuck.
Oh, I'm sorry. Cole, yeah.
David Hurd.
Present.
Rick Persinger.
Here.
Trent Edwards.
Here.
Rick Caudill.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Thank you.
So I'd like to welcome everyone this evening to the January 20th, 2021 Board of Adjustment public hearing. The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of the Missouri Revised Statutes, Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file including all pertinent information for each case is Exhibit C. And the Board of Adjustment bylaws Exhibit D for all the cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report will be read for each application followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Please present the completed sign-up sheet to Presley at the front of the room before addressing the board. Then give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on an application. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board and not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty. 1. To hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it, which is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. And 3. Where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under Section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
All right, thank you, Scott. We have a couple of things to handle on the review and action. We'll begin with the election of the chairman and vice chairman.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I will open the floor for nominations for chairman, which would not require a second. And once we finish all nominations, we'll gather the votes and see who's the winner. So anybody want to make a nomination for chairman?
I'd nominate Trent Edwards.
We have Trent Edwards' nomination by Rick Persinger. Any other nominations? Hearing none, I'll close nominations for chairman. All in favor, Trent Edwards as chairman, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
All right.
Trent, did you abstain?
No, I'm good. No. I didn't know if I could vote.
Or did you
myself.
Say nay? Or?
I didn't say anything.
Okay.
So I guess I'm okay with it.
401. We'll do 4-0-1. Mr. Chairman, I'll let you accept nominations for the vice chair.
All right. Nominations for vice chairman?
I'd nominate David Hurd.
Okay. Anybody else? All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anybody the same? Nay? Good. All right. David Hurd. All right, let's go over the December 16th meeting minutes. Does anybody have any questions or comments on that? Or do we have a motion to approve them?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as written.
All right. Anybody else?
Second it.
Perfect. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Any opposed? All right. All right. So before we begin tonight's public hearing, if you plan to speak tonight, if you don't mind, please rise and we'll swear you in. Please raise your right hand. All right. You promise to tell the truth to the best of your ability tonight? All right. Thank you. You may be seated. Okay, so tonight we'll begin with public hearing 20-22V.
Okay, this variance request 20-22V.
If everyone could just speak up just a little bit, I can't hear very well right now.
Okay, give us just a minute. He's going to give the details and then
okay, they'll give a short report here and then we'll let you get started. So Karen Feltz is seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 7, Table 1, setbacks of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Applicant seeking a 5-foot side property setback, which is 2 feet less than the required 7 feet, allowing for the construction of a 30-foot by 25-foot storage building to be constructed 5 feet from the, when this is the north side property line. Per the assessor's information, the subject's property is 120 by 187 irregular in size, with a single family home built in 1991. It is lot 2, located in the Williams Home subdivision. The applicant states the reason for the variance is due to the placement of the septic and the lateral field. So zoomed out, this is Fall Creek Road, Country Bluff Estates. This is our Williams Home subdivision. This is where Fall Creek hits State Highway 165 or 265. Zooming in, subject lot's highlighted. This is with the dimensions. Then I just drew in, this is not to scale, so I just drew in the location of the property. The 5-foot variance request is for this side here. The back setback per our table is 5 feet, so that will keep it out of the easement. Septic lateral fields here, and I've got some pictures showing that. So I'm standing on the front looking to the west. This is the property line in question. Just a little closer view. If you look to the left side, you can see the septic tank. So I'm on the north line looking south. Well, no, I'm still on the east line. Now I'm looking south. As you can see, the lateral field's been built up here with slope. You can see some initial, and this picture was a while back, of some initial thought process of where they wanted to place the building. Now I'm looking back north, and this is the property line in question. So if Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve variance request 20-22V, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Board of Adjustment. One would be approval of a side setback of 5 feet, allowing for construction with a 30 by 25 foot storage building. Two, a Division 1 permit would be required before construction begins. Three, compliance with all applicable provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And four, a decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. At that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Excuse me?
All right, we're going to turn it over to you if there's something you'd like to.
Okay. I'm sorry, my ears are really plugged up right now. The 7 feet off the sideline would make it very difficult for us to utilize our property here for a building. We want to keep the property clean, you know, free of, we have a bunch of stuff to store. And, with the placement of the house, the way it's placed, the placement of the septic makes it unique. And for us to move the septic would create a hardship on us financially. And, the 5 feet off the line instead of seven would give us the room, the extra additional room to stay away from the septic and the lateral fields.
How close is the fence to the property line?
Excuse me?
How close is the fence to the property line? Is it right on the property line or is it off a little bit?
The what?
The fence.
How close is the fence to the property line?
Oh, the fence?
Yeah.
It's right on the property line, sir.
So it would be 5 feet away from the fence?
5 feet away from the fence. From the line. The line, the fence is right on the property line.
So your goal is to stay away from your septic lateral lines. Do you know exactly where those are, or are you approximating those?
Approximately. I've dug some holes. I know approximately within a couple of feet where they are.
And how far away from them are you staying?
10 feet.
10 feet. Have you spoken with your neighbor on the side, and they support you building there? Or
I have not spoken to them. I didn't think a couple of feet would be an issue. I'm not disturbing their fence, their property. I didn't think it would be an issue. They haven't come to me and asked me, you know, or said anything to me in, regards to the building. You know, if there was an issue, I would have thought they would have come to me and said, you know, we have some questions, but they didn't. So
they do know you're wanting to build a garage, though?
Yes, they're here tonight.
Oh, they're here tonight?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Anybody else have any other questions?
So it's a 30 by 40 structure?
So it's 30 by 40, is that correct?
No.
25 by 30. 25 by 30. I changed it.
Okay.
I have an updated diagram if you'd like it.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
Any further questions? All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. Is there anybody else here tonight that wants to speak on behalf or against this project? All right.
May I remove this? Thank you. Mr. Chairman, board members, I'm Paul Green. I'm one of the neighbors next door to the Felts here, and I come to speak against the building of the shed. Some 10 years ago, my wife and I purchased the home. We were looking for a nice, quiet neighborhood, one that was established and all. And in fact, it was almost a perfect neighborhood. It was an established neighborhood. Everything was the same and throughout the neighborhood. All of the buildings that were being built or had been built had